Tradition, we have different locations for Vrindavan. I know that Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis recreated Vrindavan in Bengal, where they lived near Togoda, the capital town, and there was a Syamakund and a Radhakund and everything. So the devotees try to do this, or doing it here in New Vrindavan as well. And there are statements by Srila Prabhupada that this is actually Vrindavan proper. And there are such statements. Human reason fails to understand how one location can appear in different places, but Krishna can appear in different places simultaneously, and he brings with him the holy dham, his place where he resides. So, yeah, I wish you all the best in attracting Krishna here. It is a wonderful effort, an effort where challenges need to be met and overcome. And we all, I think, I heard from many devotees, we want to sincerely congratulate you. We really feel very transcendentally inspired and enthused in this atmosphere. Can you appreciate it? The relief from the normal situation of being attacked by the American version of the gunas. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. So, yes, before starting, I would like to recapture what was yesterday all about. As you know, this retreat is called the Living Name, and the understanding here is not that the that the name is ever dead or so on. No. Krishna and his holy name are always identical, but our appreciation, our chanting of the holy name can be alive or half dead or completely dead. It becomes completely dead if we are overwhelmed with offenses against the holy name. But there are things which we can do to bring our chanting alive, and in a symbolical and creative way, we have called these the five life airs of chanting, of which we have introduced you yesterday to the first life air. Do you remember what it was? Alignment, yes. The Sanskrit word yojana explains it. Like it has the same word, root word yuj, which is the root for yoga. And the idea of alignment is really to bring our body, our mind, and our heart completely into the present moment where I chant. In other words, I'm not chanting and my eyes are going somewhere else, and I'm not chanting while my mind is spacing out. That's a word I've learned from, it's an American word. It goes in outer space somehow, and I'm not chanting with my feelings somewhere else. I'm addressing Krishna. Please accept me. I'm addressing him with feelings. No? So alignment means really you bring your physical body into the service of the chanting. That means you sit properly, you pronounce with your lips, your tongue, the holy name properly, and you use your ears to really listen. In Great Britain, you say, listen up, no? So you really make an effort to listen to the sound vibration with attention. Attention is very important here. No? And the heart, you turn to Krishna. And about this, we will really start today where we stopped yesterday, turning to Krishna or entering Sambandha in our chanting. I see some of you to take notes. That's very, very good. But I can assure you, you will catch everything in two ways. There will be a newsletter. It's not the will be. I have already prepared the newsletter. It's ready. And when the retreat is over and we have your emails, then according to modern professionalism, you will be sent this newsletter, which is different than a normal newsletter. It trains you. It says, here, this, do this, do this, do this. Take care, here is something you need to be aware of, and that will hopefully help you to make this retreat not just an isolated 2.5 days in your life, but you will take the retreat home with you, at least the wisdom, and you can practice it. So that is there. And the other is there, this book, Living Name, which I'm really shy to speak about it, because there is no quicker path to a premature spiritual death than self-praise. So I can't really speak about the book, but the book is, let me say this much, it is the result of many, many years of research into this subject from different perspectives, including your practical human psychology and so on, which is a sincere offering to the Vaishnav community of the world to assist them to become aware of a few very helpful details which can bring the chanting to perfection. So that book is at the Polish printer somewhere, I don't know where, but there is in your registration paper, you will find where you can order it if you are so interested. Good. So today, my dear devotees, if I may say so, is the most important day of the retreat. What we have done so far is preparation to the real, let me say, the real practices. This was easy, and many of you have, I could see, you did very well yesterday in the yoga shala. I could see you have some experience with some of these things which you heard. But today, I believe, also something new will come into your awareness, and you might be challenged even in a pleasant way to think things over again, things which you have understood so far, and go a little bit deeper, on a deeper level of this. Mm-hmm. Good. So, but first of all, a jolly good morning. That's what we say in Europe. You were wonderful yesterday. Please keep the focus. Today, it's only one more full day. You can do it. Keep the things you heard. This means try to apply yourself extremely spiritually. Avoid too much worldly contact. It happens all through the little monsters you have in your pocket, your mobile telephones, and so on. Try to keep the spirit going where you can receive more of Krishna and more of Krishna consciousness. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi jana vallava giri varadari. Gopi jana vallava Giri Varadari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chanda, Radha Vrindavan Chanda, Sridhade. Gaura Prema Nandi Hari 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 Bo.
Hare Krishna. In preface to this lecture, I want to tell you something which I learned last Prabhupada's disappearance day. We had a little festival going on in what we call the Bhaktivedanta Ashram at the site of Govardhan, and Brahmatirtha Prabhu's contribution came. I think you all know that Brahmatirtha Prabhu worked as a, I think, peace worker in Asia, and came to Mayapur and engaged in questions, in a question and answer session with Srila Prabhupada. It was going on for a few days, and a wonderful book was produced, which many of us have read. It's called Perfect Questions and Perfect Answers. It's a very recommendable book where questions are put to Srila Prabhupada on all kinds of really relevant spiritual subjects, and he answers very pointedly. And in American English, you would say full on. He's not keeping back, he's not a reserved preacher. you know, he obviously had affection for the interviewer and wanted to bring him to Krishna consciousness. We know this when Srila Prabhupada was even in TV. He would speak to the person who interviewed him as if he is a new devotee who needs inspiration to become a good devotee. So after the session was over, there was a little detail which is important. Prabhupada had gone to Calcutta, he had left the project, and Brahmatirtha met him there. I don't know, had he invited you, or were you just following him? You followed, yeah. Yes. So Prabhupada invited Brahmatirtha in, and the mood was, here is a conditioned soul who showed great interest in Krishna consciousness, but there's still something missing so that he joins and becomes a devotee, a practicing devotee. So Prabhupada talked to Brahmatirtha Prabhu, and if you want to know more details, he will supply them. But then he said something which I found very important, and it struck me. I put it in my black notebook where I have the notes which I want to keep for life. He said this: Krishna consciousness is so simple that you might miss it. You might entirely miss it. Do I quote correctly? Good. Krishna consciousness is so simple, you might not see what it is all about and miss it. This little sentence was an interpolation. You could miss it. And I must admit to you, I was missing it for many, many years. I looked somewhere else, but not in the subject of relationship, my relationship with Krishna. Krishna consciousness, as I will now explain, try to explain and convince you, is about this. And I will have to address some objections from the informed philosopher side in our movement. It is will be challenging, and I am sure it could become another scandal. I'm preparing my audience carefully. Don't worry, I want to make you, it won't become a scandal. I'm just putting some fire into it so that you look and you wake up from the morning dross. And so on. Please don't worry. Why do we have problems with attention? Chanting. Why do we have a relationship to the holy name which needs to improve, and that's why we come to the japa retreats? Is it because we don't sit properly, or we don't pronounce properly? Is it because we are so distracted? Is it because we have psychological issues? It is because of an underlying problem. And if we have not solved this problem, our, let us say, difficulties in becoming absorbed in the holy name and chanting with taste, these difficulties will continue. There's an underlying problem, and that is we have turned away from Krishna. And this problem manifests in a particularly embarrassing and disturbing way when we sit down to address him by his holy name. We also turn away from the holy name because we have turned away from Krishna. When you have a broken relationship with someone and you hear his name, you're like, oh, not this person again, and so on. But in relationship to Krishna, because the problem is so primordial, you know, it's like the Christian would say the original sin, you know, but no need of, although we're approaching Sunday morning where there will be a lot of Christian preaching. This is the problem, and it manifests so much when we turn to Krishna that our mind turns off. There is not a conscious rebellion. Oh, not he again! Like we have when we are reminded of a person with whom we have broken our relationship. No, it's much more subtle. Addressing it psychologically, you are addressing a wound which you are not even aware of. When you turned away from Krishna, something ripped out of your heart, and there is now a vacuum, a God-shaped vacuum in your heart, which you try to satisfy by putting heaven and earth and hell into it, trying to fill it with sense gratification, with mental speculation, with yogic powers, or what have you not. But this vacuum, this void, this old, ancient emptiness within you only becomes louder if you try to bring these material things in there. Only when you turn again to Krishna and invite Krishna in your heart and say, we have a relationship. I turned away from you for so very long. But now I'm correcting this. I'm chanting your name. I'm Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, please accept me. Here I am again, the old sinner, the ancient fool. Please accept me in your service. This is how you cure it. And as long as you can't be in that space, as long as this mood does not fill your chanting, it will be a difficult undertaking. Your mind will have its thousands of sabotage programs which are too subtle for you to even recognize. There is a verse. I heard that in the old days this verse was chanted in the Australian Gurukul. Which is a very, very wonderful, which addresses this subject. I just need to find it for you. Yes, here it is. Here it is. We will chant it together. Krishna tomahana yadi bale kabar.
Krishna tomahana yadi bale kabar.
Maya mande hoite Krishna tare karepa.
Maya mande hoite Krishna.
Krishna to mahana yadi bale kabara.
Krishna to mahana yadi bale kabara.
Maya banda hoite Krishna tare kare para.
Maya banda.
Krishna to mahana yadi bale kabara.
Krishna to mahana yadi bale kabara.
Maya banda hoite Krishna tare kare para.
Maya banda hoite Krishna tare kare para.
Krishna. Well, not like this. Krishna!
Krishna!
Oh, my Lord Krishna!
Oh, my Lord Krishna!
Tomarhana!
Tomarhana!
I am yours!
I am yours!
Well, you have to mean it. Yadi!
Yadi!
If!
If!
Bole!
Bole!
Someone says!
Someone says!
Ekabar!
Ekabar!
Once!
Once!
Maya bandha hoite.
Maya bandha hoite.
From the bondage of conditioned life.
From the bondage of conditioned life.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Lord Krishna.
Lord Krishna.
Tare.
Tare.
Him.
Him.
Kare para.
Kare para.
Releases.
Releases.
Listen to this beautiful verse. It's really beautiful. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says, my dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today, now, at the present moment, I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivasesa Sunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. There are two types of bondages. One is called Maya Bandha, or also another word which Prabhupada uses in the fourth canto, Sharira Bandha. It is a bondage to Maya, which translates into a bondage into the body and to the mind, I and mine. Now to become free from the chains of this bondage, you need to enter what is called in our philosophy sambandha with Krishna. Sam means totally, and bandha means bound, totally bound to Krishna. then only can you say that the transformation of the heart is happening or has happened, according to what level you are in Sambandha, where you are in your Sambandha. One chain needs to be broken and another sweet, sweet holding context. A bond of love needs to be established. Very, very important. All spiritual cultures the world over are only trying one thing, that is to help the conditioned soul to purify his heart. Prabhupada says, to purify his heart in the matter of his relationship with Krishna. This is very, very, very important. In the beginning, when you enter the knowledge of Sambandha, you have a theoretical change of what you think your identity is. No? At the moment we think, aham ameti, I'm the body, and these are my things, my thoughts, the extensions into the world, and that's one type of identification. But as you enter Krishna consciousness, the very first thing, before you even step over the threshold into the temple, is you're told, aham brahmasmi, I am a spirit, or in Prabhupada's way of saying it, because he wants to break the bondage, I am not the body. This sharira bandha, this maya bandha, is nonsense. It has to stop. I am a part of Krishna. This is a very general understanding. And in this, with this understanding, I'm part of Krishna, you sit down and you address Krishna with the mantra which is called the Taraka Brahma, the mantra which liberates you from material existence. Because remember, you start on a very theoretical and unrealized level, and you are now addressing the Lord with an upaya. Upaya means a means which can help you to come to realization, or can help you to break from this bondage. And that is the Maha Mantra, which has this inner core vibrating in it. My dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. I'm tired, means I'm tired of serving in the Maya, in the wrong identity. I'm not a Maya Das, I'm a Krishna Das. It's a different identification. No? And then the mantra will work on you, and it will purify you. What it will do, in a little sensational language, it will confront your ego in your heart. It will, the false identification, no? And the ego has to get off the throne of the heart. You know how difficult that is. And Krishna needs to be installed as your only master on the hopefully polished and clean throne of your heart. It's like a lotus, the heart, a seating place, a fragrant lotus. There that we want to invite the Lord. And to do this, my dear devotees, to come from the theoretical to the practical, to come to the, let us say, identity transformation, or sense of identity transformation, you need help. You need a divine shakti which cuts the bondage to maya. And that is the holy name which comes with all his energies. That's how Lord Chaitanya expresses it in the second shloka, to help you to become released. However, if you are secretly or overtly resisting this process, you will be inattentive to the chanting and you will commit the offenses against the holy name. Offenses which basically carry your own rebellion, only in a culturally different version. You know, you don't offend any longer living entities. You offend the Vaishnavas. No, you don't belong. You don't think any longer Krishna is, no, God is unreal. I'm real, but you think the scriptures which praise him are an exaggeration. You, in other words, that old rebellion is manifesting in the context, the spiritual culture in which you are now practicing to solve your problem. If this is a difficult concept, don't worry, don't stay there. It starts very basically, I'm your part, Krishna, and as the holy name works on you and purifies your heart, your more and more aspects of your identity will become revealed to you spontaneously. This happens by the Shakti of the holy name, which has, there are two Shaktis basically at work. One is it liberates you, and another it helps you to attract, you become attracted to Krishna. It's called the Taraka Shakti and the Paraka Shakti, which work on you. One is that you are liberated from, I speak it in modern language, from your old stuff which you carry around, and the other is you will feel some attraction to Krishna. Oh Krishna, you will sometimes say. When you chant, you will look to your neighbor. This is good. I mean, Krishna is nice. The kirtan is nice. It starts. Some attraction starts. And as your attraction grows and grows, your identity dawns. So much so that ultimately you know who you really are. In our philosophy, we call this Siddha Swarup or what is Vastu Siddhi, different philosophical terms are available for this concept, and so on. Now, when we speak at this moment in the Living Name Retreat 2019, or where are we? 18. 2018, about a relationship to Krishna. We do not mean that which everyone is so afraid of, our original position, our identity, Gopi Bhava, this and that. We don't mean that. That's not the idea here. What we mean, that will be revealed whenever someone is mature and pure and so on by the holy name. What we speak of here is a simple understanding. Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, I'm surrendering unto you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. I'm entering now into a relationship to you. I don't want Maya Sambandha or Maya Bandha, that's the word which is used. I want Krishna Sambandha now. I'm ready. I have seen my mistake and I will start to serve you. First by chanting your holy name, and then I will mop your temple clean. Like I saw yesterday so beautifully, there were, the day before yesterday, about 6 devotees were cleaning this temple. I've never seen such thorough cleaning in my life. It was totally impressive. That type of service. And I told one devotee, do it for Krishna. And he said, Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. I sometimes forget. I think they make me work. No, then you have not much benefit. Then you make politics after a few years if you remain on that level, because if you understand, I'm Krishna's part, I do this for Krishna, then that is good. Prabhupada spoke about this, but I must say it has only nowadays I really become struck by it. Here's one quotation from the Madhya Leela. I have chosen it because it's Madhya Leela 20, verse 108. It has such a nice 108, is so good, you know. So, by the practice of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting, the impure heart of a conditioned soul is purified, and thus he can understand his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That eternal relationship is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who says, Jivera Svarupaya Krishnera Nitya Das. Yeah, you know everything. My dear devotees, this is profound. The greatest problem of our life is that we forgot that we have a complete different identity to the one which we have temporarily adopted now. In other words, our true identity is so covered, and Maya has bound us to a surrogate. Surrogate means replacement identity, which is false, and so on. In Germany, we say when the self is lost, all is lost. Wenn das Selbst verloren ist, ist alles verloren. In German. So they get the sound vibration. Oh, this is very bad. It sounds so aggressive, isn't it? The German language. When the self is lost, all is lost. Let's enter that with which the normal person on the sadhaka level has the greatest difficulties with: relationships. Oh, that is difficult in our life and in projects and so on. Here's person A, okay? Here's person B. Person A has a wrong understanding of himself. He thinks he's body, mind, hammameti. And with this wrong understanding, he looks at person B and has a wrong understanding of person B. He thinks he's like this or like that, while in truth, even in Maya, the person is different, what to speak in the spiritual thing. Person B has a wrong understanding of himself, and he has a projection understanding of person A. My dear devotees, this is a fourfold mess. How do you expect good relationships to come out of this if there is not an overriding factor which binds you together, a purpose? In material life, people say, we don't split because we have children, or we want to finish building this house, and so on. In spiritual life, the overarching factor which keeps us together must be Krishna, and we are serving Krishna together. We will sort out our normal relationships as a problematic relationship, as they are bound to happen when you have a fourfold illusion working. You know, we will do this maturely and so on, sit down together without politics and usage of bad language and bad thoughts, and so on. But relationships are bound to be problematic in the material world. It will happen amongst friends, the misunderstandings, because projections based on not self-realization how else can you operate than with this in the world? Therefore, in Krishna consciousness, there must be Krishna and Krishna's interest in the center. There must be a general spiritual understanding. We are all souls and servants, and then everything can easily be worked out. I wanted to just bring in one, issue, which we all sometimes can relate to because we suffer from this, in order to show you how important it is to enter sambandha in spiritual life, the understanding, I am a part of Krishna, to get out of this illusion and so on. I usually tell a story at this point, which I would like to briefly tell you. Do you know how to capture an elephant? A trap, yes, but how do you tame him? Listen to this, and if you want to cry at the end of the story, this is a good time to cry. The elephant, young elephant, baby elephant, is taken away either by trap or by hunting from its tribe. It's brought into a forest station and bound with an iron chain around his front leg. For 2 weeks, the young baby elephant is trying to sever the chain, but because he's shackled, no matter how hard he pulls, the shackle only digs into his skin. After 2 weeks, it is an infected leg with pus and blood. But he misses his mother. He tries until the third week when he understands, I won't get out of this. I'm captured. The chain is too strong for me. Then the ones who have captured him, his capturers, tie him with a little rope on a tree. It's not necessary to use the chain because the chain has transferred into his mind. He thinks, I can't get free of this. I just can't. It's not a possibility any longer. A little while ago, a circus burned down somewhere in India, and all the animals were fortunately able to escape their, what is it called, cages, except the powerful elephant. Investigations needed to be done by the insurance companies, who didn't want to pay as usual. Why could the strong elephant not run away from the fire? And what they found out is something which startled them at first. The elephant had been bound by a little teensy rope on a little plastic pole, little something. They thought, but when there's fire, the elephant just needs to do zoop. It needs to, when it's bound to a tree with the rope, it does zoop and the tree crashes. Why could it not escape? Why did it remain there? And when investigations went back, the question was, who has to pay? You know, that was an important investigation. They found out what I told you earlier about how to capture an elephant.
The chain was in the mind. I cannot escape. It's not possible. I tried. My leg is, I'm almost losing my leg from all the infection. I don't think they think like this, but you know, I'm making it, you know. Accepting bondage, that's the change. The chain. That's the chain. So that is what all of us here have. It's a story about all of us. You are the elephant. The chain is in your mind. It's called Maya Sambandha or Sharira Sambandha. And it is very hard to to break it. As a young devotee, I thought in 2 weeks I'm a pure devotee. it's a wonderful process. I'm dressing differently. I don't say hello, I say Hari Bol. Complete identity transformation in 2 weeks, no problem. I'm now an old man. I know Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Maya is also there. Let us keep it like that. So, but what I also know, and this is why I'm talking so boldly and so loudly, even though it's early in the morning, that if one turns to Krishna in his most merciful form, the holy name, at that time, there is hope, and Krishna can free one. This prayer, especially, is very, very nice because the next verse tells you the Lord's answer. The prayer is an appeal, my dear Lord Krishna. Although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I'm surrendering unto you. I'm now your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. Now you might know what will Krishna say to this. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has quoted the next verse. It's a very famous verse. Sakrit eva prapanoyam. Yes. It is my vow, says the Lord, that if one only once seriously surrenders unto me, saying, my dear Lord, from this day I'm yours, and prays to me for courage, I shall immediately award courage to that person, and he will always remain safe from that time on. Krishna says, I have made a vow. I'm there for this person. Ah, there is chance, my dear devotees. Not on our own we can break this bondage. It is not possible on our own. But Krishna can, it's his Maya. It's his bondage. He can order Maya, leave him. He is trying. He's trying to chant. Leave him, I told you, leave him. Maya says, okay. And then such sweet realizations can come, even to a beginner in Krishna consciousness, who sits there in the kirtan going like, oh Krishna, yeah, I got it, I made a mistake. Hare Krishna, and he sings totally out of tune because he's emotionally so stirred up, no problem. You know, Krishna takes his case seriously. I will end with a very moving story which was once told to me. There was a great devotee, whose last days had come. He lived in Vrindavan, and he asked his disciples and followers, bring me to the bank of the Yamuna and put me in the dust of Braj. Like a child wants to be put into the
lap of the mother. A devotee at his last moment wants to be put into the lap of Vrindavan, Mother Vrindavan. Put me on the banks of the Yamuna. They put him down with the back on the ground. Then they saw something very strange. He started to use every ounce of the remaining strength to turn around and lie in the dust of Vrindavan, chest down, face down, you know, like this, and like we do in Dandavat obeisances. So one great bhakta, Tulsidas, famous Tulsidas, had heard that this great devotee was in his last moments. And he came, he was a Ram Bhakta, but he had great, great veneration for the Krishna Bhaktas. And he went with his followers to be there at the time of the departure of this great soul. And he was stirred with the question, my dear Vaishnav Thakur, if it is not too much for me to ask at this moment, why do you lie in this unusual position? Why don't you lie on your back? No, he said this. Why don't you lie in the normal position, if it is not too much to ask? The Vaishnava was silent. He was in his last moment. He was not in the mood to speak. Then Tulsidas, sensing something very intimate and very sublime going on in this Vaishnava, again said, I'm very sorry, very sorry. You know, if he was very eager. The eagerness usually doesn't know any social formalities. You know, you don't ask a dying person at the deathbed normally in social terms. But eager. Please, at this moment, tell something about the Lord which you are worshipping. Tell something about Krishna. One characteristic, one quality. So the devotee, just see him in your mind's eye, is there lying on his chest, preparing for his departure. And he hears this sincere question. Tell me one thing about your Lord, one thing only, please, please, one characteristic. So that he begins to sing. This Vaishnava sings. My Lord is supremely merciful. Like a king, he sits on the throne of the heart and is aware of anything and everything which goes on in the heart of his devotee. He is an ocean of compassion and does not see the fault of his devotee. When the devotee, by some mistake, turns away from my Lord, the Lord is very eager to bring him back. He is on his side. He is on his other side, left side, right side. And he is in the back of that devotee, being there for him. And when this wayward or waylaid devotee turns again towards my Lord, seeing his mistake, the Lord is immediately there before him. He was on the side and on the back, that is invisible because the devotee changed. Now he is dancing in front of him and says, come on, come on. This is the mercy of my Lord. How? And now he answers the first question. Remember the first question? Why do you lie in this unusual position? Head down. How could I ever turn my back to my Lord. Therefore, he had rolled over and faced the Lord in his form of Vrindavan Dham. Very moving, very moving. I grew up in the harbor town Hamburg, a very rough town. And Prabhupada was there in 1969. And there he said something to the rough Hamburgers. When you turn to the Lord, he says, immediately he responds, my dear, come on. You are eternally dear to me. Now you are turning your face to me. I'm very glad. Come on. Come on, come on. This is very nice. And this, my dear devotees, we are trying to do when we chant. We try to turn to Krishna. We will learn, we will end here our lecture. What that actually means to turn to Krishna when you chant his holy name is the subject matter of the workshop, which starts at 11 o'clock British time, not American time, in the workshop. We will learn a meditation, a three-step meditation given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Harinam Chintamani, how a waylaid conditioned soul can turn to Krishna. I will not be able to take questions at this time, but at the end of the workshop there will be questions, so reserve your questions, write them down if there are any. I wish you a wonderful second retreat day. Please keep the momentum, keep your focus strong, and see you all at 11 o'clock. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.